Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
And this is the Oshinoko Tape.
That was good, man. That was good. I like that. I like that. That was a nice little...
Yeah, man. I'm just trying to change things up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to give the people what they want.
I'm sure that's what they want. It's what I want. That's what really matters, right? It's about me. Me.
It's about Shonen Pants. You know what I'm saying? It's Shonen Pants August. That's what it is, man.
I feel like we're almost at that point where you're going to be like, this close to Black History Month? We're like, what, like a month away from you saying that? Is that bit coming back soon?
Son, we're a week away from me saying that. What are you talking
about? Welcome, tapeworms, to another episode of the Shonen Tapes. If there's one thing I'm going to ask y'all, it's join the Discord. Join Discord. If you're new, subscribe to the podcast. Interestingly enough, I noticed we're almost at year three of the Shonen Tapes, dude. Our 3 year is coming up. You know that?
Dude, I was talking to my father-in-law about this, and he was just like, hey, man, like, sounds like you guys have been going strong. And I was like, yeah, we're going strong. I'm proud of us.
Yeah, dog. Listen, I feel like I need to preface this episode, because there were some people in the Discord that were really, really pushing this episode. And we've seen it be popular on social media. So, you know what? It's known as one of the better anime that came out this year. So, of course, we had to cover it. Good old Oshinoko. You are not going to like my opinion on this show, okay? So, I want you guys to mentally prepare yourself, because this is going to be one of those episodes for me. And you know the type of episode I'm talking about.
Contentious Kevin.
Okay?
Is Contentious Kevin back?
Contentious, listen, this is your trigger warning. This is a Contentious Kevin episode. I am going to be going off. All right? Sean, I'll have your back. I understand Sean's, I get it. Watching it through Sean's eyes, I'm like, okay, psycho, I understand. But okay, I have a lot to say about this show. So I'm going to apologize in advance, okay? But I stand by everything I'm about to say.
Amen.
Sean, what? No. What the hell did you make us watch? What was that? Why? Hey, I texted John.
Kevin, you're going too quick, man. Let's riff it a little bit. Let's tell him what's going on in our life. Let's tell him about the anime world that we're diving into a little bit. Right, you know, right. let's all do all that.
Right. Go ahead. All right.
All right. Relax.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm okay. Relaxed. Go ahead.
So I know that initially we started watching Black Clover and we both stopped at the same point. We're like, this show sucks. I got bored. Like, so I'm on vacation with my wife's family right now. So like my in-law family, right? Mm. And they go to sleep mad early. So I've just been like, you know, BSing in the middle of the night, so I was watching Black Clover, and around episode 25, this show gets kind of popping. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, this show's kind of good. So I'm really into Black Clover right now, and for the Black Clover fans, I'm on your side now. For the Discord Black Clover guys, I'm on team Black Clover Discord and Shonen Tapes.
All right, answer me this.
I think we should do an episode.
Answer me this. Does the main character get less lame?
No. You know how Naruto is annoying? It's not the most,
yeah, but we still watch. Yeah.
But we still watch because like the story around him gets interesting. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how Black Clover is.
Okay, we can maybe. I'm not committing to it yet. Maybe if we get bullied enough, I'll do it. But I don't know. There's a lot of episodes of Black Clover 2, isn't it?
There's a lot, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like,
come on, if we're gonna,
we're already doing One Piece. Like, I feel like that's our shonen. I'm saying whenever we finish One Piece, maybe in a year or two.
Okay, I was gonna say, bro, come on, we already got a mountain to climb here, and I feel like we're gonna get a lot more content talking about One Piece. Speaking of One Piece, I feel like I can't open my eyes without seeing Gear 5 Luffy shoved in my face. Wow. Like, I already know
where he's going. Ruined for us. Yeah, we know where it's going.
But you know, what? In the same sense, Dragon Ball also ruined Ultra Instinct Goku before that was a thing, and it didn't take away from the excitement at all for me. So, who knows?
Like, what are your thoughts, real quick, on Gear 5? I thought it looks cool. I don't know why people are making fun of it.
It looks cool. I can't wait to learn more about it. Yeah, it looks cool. Every time I go somewhere, I see specifically X. Sounds so stupid saying that. I was on X the other day, and I saw Z's. Yeah, I was Xing. Yeah, and I saw some posts, whatever, Twitter. And everybody's like, Ultra Instinct Goku broke the internet, and Gear 5 Luffy didn't, or Gear 5 Luffy has nothing on Naruto's new form. Why do people care so much? That's so weird to me.
I don't know why people care, but like, it actually, Gear 5 did break the internet, because like all the Crunchyroll servers like went down, all like the bootleg anime websites went down.
There's still people that are gonna tell you that like Ultra Instinct Goku did it harder and Naruto did it harder. They broke more of the internet, not just the servers, but other places. Just enjoy things, bro. That's so OD. If you're one of those people, stop it. Unless you're in a, like an ongoing argument with a friend, then I get it. But if you're just like randomly just putting this out there, just what are you doing? It's the same types of people that are like, well, LeBron James is nothing compared to Jordan's clutchness in the 6 finals of this. Like, shut up. Just enjoy LeBron James. Enjoy Michael Jordan. Like, just let it be.
Question before we start. Is Luffy the LeBron James of anime?
I don't know enough. I can't. I'm not even at episode 100 yet, so I can't make that claim. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Who would be the Jordan? Would it be Goku? Or would it be Naruto?
I feel like Jordan would be Goku. I feel like Naruto, like as a show,
is an episode topic.
Kobe Bryant. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
No, because Bryant's not even realistically top 5.
Oh, we don't have to talk about this.
you got Kobe Bryant top 5 all time?
Absolutely, dog.
Don't
give me that side eye.
Bro, I love Kobe. Be real. Alright. This isn't a sports tape, okay? This is the Oshinoko tape. See, yeah, this show is so stupid, I'd like push the name out of my head. Can we just talk about it? Can we rip the bandit off? And for those of you that have not seen this show, you're going to get, basically this episode is going to be a combination of, there's going to be some stuff spoiled, obviously, so there's a spoiler warning if you're listening to this episode and you haven't seen it, but it's going to be a good judge of if the show is worth watching for you or not, based off of our opinions. And if you don't mind minor spoilers, just go for it. But the show is about reincarnation a bit. And it's one of those typical, I want to be a pop star idol show and how to get there. It's one of those. You know what show of this type I honestly enjoyed much more? The one where the girls die and the guys reincarnate them and they try to become an idol pop group. That one I found so much more interesting than this show. You know what I'm talking about? It was like, I told you about the show and you started geeking and you knew the name of it too. It was like zombie something. It had to do with zombies. Doesn't matter. But the point is, it's an idol show and it has to do with reincarnation. That's more or less what the show is about. While watching the show, I literally texted Sean. I said, bro, what the hell are you making me watch? What is this show? And obviously it was during the prologue episode 1. And I feel like the prologue did so much irreversible harm to the show. So much. And I feel like this show, I could view this show in such a different light if it wasn't for the prologue or episode 1, whatever, that the hour-long thing. because it just sets up so many problematic things. And it just kind of like, I can't view this as the show it's kind of meant to be, because of just how many stupid decisions were made in the, to spawn the show. You know what I'm saying? And I know you know what things I'm referring to. I know you know what things I'm referring to, and we can talk about them. But yeah. I just want to say that's my thoughts on it. This show, it was inconsistent, to say the least. Even some of the characters were so inconsistent. Those are just my overall thoughts on it. You'll hear me rant further later. But overall, I did not enjoy the show.
All right, so I'll let you know a little bit about my thoughts. So I thought the first episode, unlike Kevin, I thought it was amazing. Mm. I thought it was one of the stronger first episodes this year. I love the dark twist. I do agree with Kevin, though, that it was inconsistent. I think if they kind of went, I feel like Aqua's storyline was like the first episode set him up to be like the A storyline. And then towards the end of the show, he was more like the B storyline, like his revenge plot, which was the most interesting part of the show. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they really made that like the C plot, not even the B plot. It was like the C plot, which was kind of annoying to me because like, bro, when I like that, the first episode hyped me so much, you know what I'm saying? And then I feel like they didn't like keep up with that. All in all though, like I was able to watch it. I'm a weirdo. So like a lot of the stuff, you know what I'm saying? The smiley face guy with the smiley face mask, like it geeked me. But I feel like the darkness of the ending of the first episode was a missed opportunity how like they didn't follow up on that. Really, you know what I'm saying? And then you don't really even know what Aqua's revenge is. Does he want to kill the person? Does he want to blackmail him? That's a part I didn't like either.
But well, he literally said that he wanted to kill him with his bare hands.
Okay, I just didn't hear that. Okay,
yeah.
Because sometimes when he'll just say I want the revenge, he doesn't say what like his revenge entails. But maybe
said it one time. He literally only said
maybe it I just missed the part when he said I wanted. Yeah.
And Sean, right when we got to that point, I was like, oh, that's why Sean likes this show. This guy's like a light, you got me. He's like, he's like, you got me, like, very light, kind of smart.
Diet light.
You know what I'm saying? He has, he's not even diet light, like fake light. I don't know. But I get it. I totally understand. He's there. But man, can we just jump into the first subject of like why I thought the prologue was so problematic. If you wanted to make this show about reincarnation and about an idol and two of her fans really caring about her, that's fine. If you wanted to make them her children, that's also fine. Like literally that part wasn't a big deal. The part that was a big deal was that the main character, what was he, like her primary doctor or like her gynecologist? First of all, this dude's he's like well into his 30s or 40s maybe, right? And he's a gynecologist and he's sitting there obsessing over a 16-year-old. And his coworker she literally calls him out and he's like, she's like, what are you, a lolicon? I looked at the thing. Lolicon is somebody with an attraction to young girls. Pedophile? Is that what she meant to say? I don't know. But then again, I know cultures are a little different. So like maybe it's like more normalized there, but it's still kind of like, it's still weird. I thought she was 20. You know what I'm saying? You can still. No, dude, she was 16. At the time of that happening, she was 16. Because remember, she comes into the hospital and she's pregnant and he's like, oh no, a 16-year-old's pregnant. A 16-year-old's pregnant. That was the whole thing. She got pregnant at 16. So this man, this grown-ass professional man, is sitting there obsessing over like a 16-year-old. So first of all, that part was weird as hell. All right. And then, whatever. They still could have fixed it. Even if they left that part in there, they still could have fixed it. They could have made it so that when she came in, he could have been like, no, I can't see you as my patient. I can't see you as my patient. And they would have been like, why not? And he would have thought to himself, it's not right. I can't see you like that, blah, blah, blah. No, this creep takes it to one step further. I'm going to personally deliver your babies. I'm obsessed with you to no ends, and I'm going to deliver your babies. Like, okay, like that's freaking weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if she knew that, maybe she would have preferred like a different doctor in the first place. That whole scenario was just so weird. And then whatever. And then he goes, and you know, for those of y'all that have seen the show, you see what happens to him, and then he comes back as like one of her kids, and he's the son of this girl that he was obsessed with. And now what is he doing? He's breastfeeding. And it even showed when he was like a little older, he like refused to breastfeed, but that doesn't mean he didn't, like, you don't just start with the bottle, right? Like, he probably started breastfeeding. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, whatever. It's weird. Like, now you've put us in a position where we watch a boy have to be sexually attracted to his mother. That is weird. That is so weird. They could have very much made it where it was an idol he liked. Maybe he even had a family and he didn't view her in that sense, but he did. He saw her in that like weird sexual sense. So making him her son just makes this like 100 times weirder to me.
I feel like they didn't though. Even, like, I feel like it wasn't.
What do you mean? Like,
well, one, you yes, said it when was. He was. When he was the baby, he was like, oh, I don't want to feed from her, because he was like, that would when be
he was
weird. Like,
he was two at that point.
I feel like there was, he was like two he, at that point. I feel like he'd make a line.
He was two at that point. Babies usually breastfeed before then.
Yeah.
There's no way he didn't breastfeed from her. He definitely breastfeed from her. You know what I'm saying? That's weird. And they just skipped over that. Like, whatever. And he did view it as a sexual thing overall, because he would blush when he saw her. You know what I'm saying? Even when he's older, think way back later in the show, where towards the end of the season, where they're like, oh, what's your typical type of girl? And he like describes his mother, and they're like, oh, so all I have to do is act like I'm going to act like I. So then this actress just turns into his mother, and he's, and like, I get it, right? He doesn't view her as his mother, because technically, like, in his eyes, he has memories from his past life, so to him that's just like another girl, sure, but like,
yeah, it is his mother.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Why take it there? And like, why would he be comfortable enough to share that type of information with his coworkers? Because now when this news comes out, it's like, oh, because you know, eventually season 2, 3, whenever the hell, it's gonna, the shoe is gonna drop, where you see that it's she is found to be their mother, and it's going to be this big plot point in the show, and everyone's going to be like, ew, you nasty, like, you were more attracted to me when I was pretending to be like your mother, and was going to be like, no, like, let me explain, I don't know. It's weird. It's so weird and stupid, and they didn't have to do that, bro. I've talked a lot just now. I'm going to let you get a word in, but I had to get that off my chest.
Honestly, when I see stuff like that, because I've been watching anime for so long, and like, I know you have too, but like, you just can't get like breeze past that. I honestly, that part of the show turns off. I'm like, all right, like, let's just forget that's a plot point kind of thing. So I get that. But didn't his fandom of I come from Serena, the girl that he was like nursing to health or whatever?
Yes. And yes, like, it did. Yes.
Yes, so I thought it more came from, I thought it was more of a, like, a less of a sexual thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
No. That's what you know what? That's where he discovered, that's what it started as. But then when I literally enters and he sees that she's pregnant, he goes, oh, I'm so mad I could throw up. And then he drops to his knees and he's like, how could she? Like, he's mad. He wanted it to be him. It's definitely a sexual thing. And they talk about it later. He literally loves her. He is in love with her.
Weird. That's weird.
It's weird. It's weird. There's no grazing about it. And then like, even the fan Serenity, like, hers is like a little more understandable, but that's also weird, because then you look at it and she has all her memories and they were nearly the same age, if I'm not mistaken. So she goes from like a super fan to being like, oh, mommy, give me Milky from your boobie. What? What? What the hell am I watching, dude? There's that. Mommy, no. If you thought, mommy, boobie, mommy, Milky. Boobie from mommy. Like, what? Bro, on top of that, I'm so sorry if you like this show. I'm so sorry. But like, on top of that, they added a whole nother weird ass component to it where the Serenity, whatever her name is, the one that ended up reincarnating his sister, she was in love with the doctor. So if mommy son incest wasn't enough for you guys, now you have brother sister incest, where the sister is in love with the brother because of who they were in the past life as well too. Just a love triangle of incest, I guess. Mother, sister, and brother. Love that. I'm sorry. It's
gross. This show is definitely weird, bro. I will let you know that. It's definitely weird. It's
gross.
I liked the first episode because of the plot twist. If there wasn't a plot twist like that, I would have been like, nah, I'm out. You know? But when that plot twist happened, it hyped me up so much. Like, you don't even understand. Because I thought I was going to get, like, Light Yagami in this, like, weird, you know what I'm saying? Because I've heard from people on the internet that this is Gen Z Light Yagami, you know? And I haven't seen it yet, but I'm hoping that I see it.
No, and you definitely see hints of it, and I absolutely see it going there. But, man, they just could have made it, they just could have avoided so many things. Like, imagine he refused to be her doctor, and then he still ended up as her son, and then he thought it was, and then he definitely thought it was weird, and like he just wasn't in love with her, but then as he was his, you know, he did start viewing her as a mother, and then he actually started loving her as a mother would, and then he gets mad because he's like, you killed my mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could have taken, they could have just changed it just a little bit to make it a little less just weird, because you're right, as the show progresses, it gets interesting because they do start building these characters, being the other girl, you know, there's the three idol members, and they do a good job of that, in my opinion. I'm a fan of the idol girls, I'm a fan of, like, the other characters that they're making, but every time I found myself starting to kind of enjoy the show, I would be reeled back by the weirdness that is the overarching theme of the show, which is just the incest trilogy. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time the show started to be good in my eyes, I would be brought back, but I'd be like, oh, okay, but now I gotta deal with, like, XYZ and, like, this and that, and, like, I just think of where it's going to end up, and I'm just like, why do this? Why not just make a normal idol show? You know what I'm saying? Or why not? I don't know.
I completely agree. And I think that I don't even think they needed the reincarnation part of the story, to be honest. I think they're just doing that to get the isekai fans involved, because like everyone loves isekai. People here like isekai too. Not as much. I feel like more people are more shonen-based and seinen-based in America than isekai, but I feel like there is a lot of isekai fans in America, but in Japan, that's all there is. People love isekai. So they got to get those people involved. But I feel like it didn't need it, and it would have been better, but I digress. I feel like this person likes that type of incest but not incest. I don't like it. It's not.
It's full thing. Dog. It's fully incest. It's full it's pretty on gross. Incest.
It's pretty nasty. Gross.
on top of that, like, it's what I mean by inconsistent is like this guy's like a doctor, right? It's this whole thing, gynecologist, whatever. You know, he studied medical, and like I thought when I falls into trouble and she's dying or whatever. That part's going to kick in, and then he's going to somehow save his mother or something like that. And he doesn't. He just kind of freezes. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, like, his doctor background didn't end up helping at all. And then as the show progresses a little more, oh, you're a natural born actor. You're such a good actor. You're an actor. Where did this come from? Well, wouldn't it have made more sense if he had some acting ability in his previous life? And that's why he was a good actor here. They're like, oh, this gynecologist, because he gave consultations to old people, he's a good actor. It's so random that he's suddenly like an amazing actor.
It's not that random because sometimes as a doctor, the best doctors are the ones that are able to you and make you feel comfortable, and these people don't actually like you. I feel like that takes some acting. You know what I'm saying? So I get that part.
Come on,
nah, son. Come on, nah, son. I'm defending that part.
You're being Sean again,
mommy.
You're Seaning it.
Mommy Milky. Mommy Milky.
Oh my god. All right. Listen, I've been bashing the show for like 15 minutes. I'm gonna start giving it its props, okay? I don't completely hate this show. This show did a couple of good things, in my opinion. What's her name? Is it Oksana? Akana? Whatever. Akan. The Hinata of the show.
Akan, I think. Yeah.
I'm just going to call her Hinata. So, when I say, okay, one more bit of negativity, actually. Her character is the most inconsistent character I've ever seen in an anime in my life. She goes from this, like, oh, I'm so nervous. I'm so secluded. I'm such a study to myself. To then just, you know, goes suicidal, gets saved, and then she comes back, and all of a sudden she's this most, like, outgoing person in the world. And I guess that's supposed to be because she's an actress and she's putting on an act. That part is like, okay, fine, I can move past that. But then at the last episode, she meets the main homegirl that's in love with Aqua as well too, and all of a sudden she's just like this ruthless, heartless competitor, and she's like, I'm gonna show you who's boss, and like all of a sudden she's just this type A personality, like, I'm gonna do better than you. Come on, which one are you? Are you ecstatic and friendly? Are you Hinata? Or are you crazy competitive? Because, like, it doesn't make sense for her character to exuberate all three of these traits so aggressively. She's just, that just leads me to think, like, they just don't know what they want to do with her character, I think. And I've never seen a character like that. You can't be all three of those things, in my opinion. And they are trying to make her be like that, so they couldn't. If they kept her as kind of like the Hinata type character, though, I would say, like, that's a fantastic character to have in the show. And usually those characters get on my nerves. But that whole thing, like, I could tell where it was leading. They do a really good job of, like, showing how ruthless the internet can be and how heartless people are. And they'll just say, because, you know, they don't have real connections to these people. I think that was, like, my favorite episode, to be honest. The whole episode that was based on her, that was my favorite one by far. They did a really, really good job with that episode.
That was a really good episode. Kevin, let me, as a, have you met thespians, an actor or an actress? You know what I'm saying? An actor. I gotta say it with gravitas. Let's go back to high school, bro. You remember those drama kids, dude? They're everywhere, son. Mm. I kind of get what they're going for. Like, they're like eccentric. Like, their moods are all over the place. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get how, like, why she was, like, almost, like, so many different things all at once. Like, you know, she was a shy girl. Oh, no, she's, like, confident and brave. Oh, no, she is suicidal, you know?
Or
actors are people that, like, range, and they're able to, you know, pull range of emotions and stuff.
But when she's going head to head with the other homegirl, she's not acting. That was like a real moment for her, where she saw somebody that she's really competitive with, and was just like, she turned. Okay, I think you're not getting what I'm saying here, because she turned into this, like, I'm so much better than you, and you've been getting roles over me all our lives, and you don't mean anything, and you're below me. Her whole attitude just changed. Can you imagine Hinata talking like that to anybody the way she did at that last episode?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely not.
It's inconsistent. No,
what I was saying is, an actor is able to grab from so many emotions. Why? Because they're very emotional, and they're like all over the place. That's how I get it. No. That's how I took what I took from it.
Yeah, man. It would be like freaking Goku delivering a Vegeta monologue and then acting like Yajirobe for the rest of the episode. It's just so random. You're just like, what's going on?
I mean, you're right. You're right. At the end of the day, you are right. I'm just like, this is the way I took that information. I was just like, oh, like, that's how thespians are. You know
what it is? You're being nice. You're being nice, and you're giving it a pass is what you're doing. like you do with every damn thing that we review. That's what you're doing.
Mommy.
I feel we can't. We gotta reel it back a little bit. All right. What else did this show do well? Chan, you need to up this episode a little bit. Go give us some positives.
Well, I think the scenes when Aqua was, you know, exacting his revenge or trying to track down the person that, you know, was responsible for I/his mother's death. I think those scenes were really good. And the way his like eye, like the way his like whole aura changed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he turned into this evil revenge, like twisted person. And every scene like that, I was just like, yo, if the show, he's like that for like 5 minutes of the show. And if they could make it that for like 15 minutes of the show, it would be like, this would be so much of a better anime.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like if they,
agreed.
Cause like, I feel like, towards the end of the first episode, I thought the point of the show was, this is not going to be a typical idol show. This is going to be a revenge story with idols in the background. You know what I'm saying? And it really wasn't that. It was like an idol show with, you know, revenge in the background, which is cool. But like, I feel like it's like not even that big a part of the show. It's like an afterthought. And it's like 100%. Really, it's such an afterthought. And I think the revenge plot is what I was really into, you know? And I think that's why it lost me. And then I was like, oh, but it's like still entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was very entertaining. There's parts that made me laugh, you know? And then like the way they built the idols was very interesting to me. But actually, but we already went to the negative stuff. Especially the redhead, she was very interesting. And then the idol I liked the most was Aqua's sister, or Serena, like the reincarnation Ruby. Of Serena.
Ruby, come on, yes. Ruby.
I thought Ruby was very interesting because you saw her built from a girl that no one cared about. Like they're like, oh, like you're an actor, you're an idol, but like who are your fans?
I'm sorry.
So like her being on stage and, you know, like I think it was the second or last episode, and she's totally like ruling the stage, where Arcane is just like, okay, I need to beat this girl now. So now it's like a competition between the idols, and I was like, okay, that's kind of interesting too. You know, like that's interesting, like that's cool.
I love how you turn into I for a moment there, where, you know, she's looking at her baby with ruby eyes, and she's like, hey, Aqua, and you, oh, that's Ruby, you doofus. And she's like, oh, I'm such a doof. Sorry.
mommy,
Milky. So you're saying if the show was more like of what the last 15 minutes was from the first episode, you would have enjoyed it more.
Yes.
Honestly, that's not a bad take. I definitely would have enjoyed it more if it was like that too. I would have enjoyed it too if it was also a 50-50 split, because I surprisingly like really enjoyed how they were coming together as like an idol group or whatever. Like this, you know, it's no secret. This isn't my type of anime that I typically enjoy. And I know it has to have a name, because this is a genre of anime, a pop idol anime. That's like a thing. Zombieland Saga, by the way, that was the anime I was thinking of.
Yes.
I was definitely enjoying that concept so much more. But in general, like I did like how they were building them up. And my favorite piece of it was that even though the idol girls are being competitive with each other, there's no bad blood, you know. They're not actually jealous of each other. They're just like, oh, it's healthy and it's friendly competition, and it's so much better than like, she makes me so angry, she's so perfect, why can't I be like her? Arms crossed. It's not like that at all. It's very much like, she's awesome and I'm gonna do better than her, and they all think that about each other. So I thought that was really cool. It was really like, I liked it a lot, weirdly, actually.
I think you liked the idol plot a lot. I liked it too.
I did.
But you know me. When I see someone that could be the successor of Light, potentially, Light Yagami, I'm like, all right, I'm in. You know?
I feel you, but I have two words for you, and that's Mommy Milky. So every time I thought about that plot point, that just went through my head and just like completely stuck a dagger. Completely stuck a dagger in it for me. You know what else? The show? The show does a fantastic job of it does a whole commentary. I don't know if you noticed, but they do a commentary on Gen Z where they're like, why do I keep making these self-deprecating comments? Why do I keep making these self-deprecating comments? That is such Gen Z and late stage millennial humor. I'd argue almost more Gen Z, where they say something and they're making fun of themselves. You know, Gen Z's humor is very much like if they have a pimple, they're going to post it on their story and they'll be like, they'll have the pimple circled and they'll be like, oh, my new friend today or something like that. You know, like bringing attention to themselves and sort of making fun of themselves. And they do a commentary on that where they're just like, why do I keep doing this? Like, when did I turn into this? And it's really cool because I feel like the show has a fantastic touch on reality. Because the two things they touched on amazingly was the thing I mentioned just now, and then also how the internet reacts. Every single one of those comments made on what was supposed to be Twitter, I guess, was spot on. And it was just the most realistic thing ever. It's not like other shows where they say there was backlash, and then they show a really angry person. And it's just like, come on. Nobody's really acting like that. But then when they put it in a sense of, you know, this is what people's tweeting about you, it's like so much more realistic. So it did, like the writers of the show, aside from the questionable decision making, they have a really good touch on reality. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty powerful.
Yeah, I totally agree. And like the online bullying for the celebrities and stuff like that, that hit home just because I feel like whenever I see something like that done on Twitter or on Instagram and stuff like that, and I see like a famous actor or famous influencer getting bullied.
That
person has the money and like the fame and stuff like that, but like still a person. So I still feel bad. So I'm like, So I feel like they're able to show that very well in this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was really good in showing me like how celebrity life is like in Japan. You know, because it was a little like it was very much the same as like our type of, you know, celebrities or our stars, but it was slightly different. Which it was like, all right, this is kind of cool. Like to know how things are done over there. You know. So that part was cool. So like, I get that of reality. And I also, another thing I really enjoyed was the reality show.
Me too.
Aqua and the reality show.
I was so into that part.
I was like, yo, if you make the show like this, I'll be down.
Me too,
like,
dude. That could have been the whole ass show. I was bought in. I'm like, damn, all right, what's going on here? I would watch that anime.
Like that was dope. And that's another thing. I feel like the show had so many like good things, but like it just kept on bouncing around. And I feel like, all right, you just need to be one thing that's good and just like go into that. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, you don't want him to be the next Light. All right, he's in a reality show. Like this is interesting, like the love triangles. Let's dive into that. They wouldn't dive into things. The only thing they really dived into was like the idol thing. But even that, they're like bouncing around too. So it's like, I feel like the show didn't know what it wanted to be.
Yes, I 100%. I think the show doesn't know what it wants to be, or it's trying to bring a couple of different aspects of other things. And I think it could make it work because the way it was doing it does sort of make sense. So it's cool how it gave us a little bit of the reality show, give us a little bit about acting and TV shows. Like, it's pretty cool. I mean, I guess if that's its overarching theme, it's good. One other thing I want to say is too, is if they actually made her commit suicide, and that would have been a big point in the show if she was successful. Because did you think Aqua was going to save her, or did you think she was actually going to do it?
Oh, I thought she was actually going to do it.
Me too. And I almost thought it'd be stronger if she did do it. Like, I like the whole redemption thing that they did, but at the same time, to make the show more so what you thought it was going to be, they could have made it so that she actually did kill herself. And then Aqua made to expose the show and show her for what a good person she actually was. And that would have leaned into like, oh, he's making the show look like crap because he can, you know, instead of just being a good guy and restoring her after saving her. You know what I'm saying?
And I thought, honestly, I thought that's where it was going to go. And like, I'm okay with where it went. You know what I'm saying? But again, I feel like suicide's not like, you know, I'm glad that, you know, that she's okay. You know, but she's a fish girl character. I feel like it would have been a stronger story if she actually did it.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible. I know the guys.
No, I would have.
I was going to use a soundbite one day. But yeah, I think it would have made will look more like an anti-hero and more like it wouldn't have been like more. It was kind of pointless when he the way he exposed his show, you know?
Yeah, it just like restored her character. It was just like, okay, cool, I guess, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, it's whatever. Like, that wasn't a part that bothered me that much. And like, honestly, there wasn't one thing that bothered me about the show. I just thought it could have been so much better, like on there all wasn't. Levels. You know what I'm saying? I do understand why so many people like this show.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of anime fans these days like shows where they're all over the place because, you know what I'm saying, like their minds are all over the place too. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of like that too sometimes, to an extent. I feel like this show was like way too all over the place, and I feel like it needed to hone in on what it was really good at, or what the selling point. I feel like the selling point wasn't that it was an idol show. Maybe I missed that point, but I think the selling point was the revenge and Aqua's relationship with Ai. I know like you didn't like that, but like I think that was a selling point. His relationship with Ai and Ruby or Serena or whatever. And like they kind of, honestly, by episode 5, that wasn't even a plot point. It was just an idol show.
Yeah.
And then by the end, they're like, oh yeah, like Aqua trying to get revenge. And I'm like,
yeah. Like you forgot that was even going on.
Exactly, son. There's like honestly, episode 6 to 11 was just idol stuff. Like there was like a good 10 minutes of, you know, the smiley face teaching them how to dance.
Yeah.
that was pretty funny. But like, I'm like, yo, all right. Like after I started laughing, I was like, all right, it's like, this lane's too long. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Tell me this then. I think it's pretty clear what a lot we would do, I guess, to alter the show. But tell me a little bit. Okay, so you said your favorite idol was Ruby, right?
Yeah.
Mine is the social media star, probably. The old girl.
I like she how was they made her. That's why.
She was the furthest thing from Mommy Milky so far, and I liked that. No, but... It's funnier too how they're like, oh my god, you're 25, you old piece of crap. I was like, relax.
I was just like, this makes me feel really bad.
Jesus Christ. Oh. I like her though. She's cool. I would have liked Hinata more if what I saw in the last episode from her I actually didn't like, because it was such a stretch from her character.
Yeah.
Having two different sides of her character was cool. Because to be like, oh, she's this actress that's so good at acting that she can portray herself as I. That I could get away with. Because I'm like, okay, like, you're just acting. That's really cool. But then, you know, you see that last side of her and all of a sudden she's this vindictive, like, competitor. And I'm like, okay, like, you don't know who you are.
So were you a fan of Aqua?
No. No, I don't like Aqua at all. And one, I hated who he was in a past life. Just like this pervy doctor. Get out, like... stay dead. And now he's like this like pompous, pretentious douche where he's like, I'm gonna make sure my sister doesn't get her dreams and doesn't get what she wants. And he would like went out of his way to make sure she wouldn't become an idol. Come on, you're such a dickhead for that.
Yeah, that was messed up.
Such like wow. And I guess now he's like, you know, being supportive, you know, showing up to the concert and doing the dance with all three of the lights. Fine, whatever. I'm just, he's done too many things to make me be like, there's almost no redeeming quality to you. And even the fact that when people praise him and they give him this and that, he's really pompous and smug about it, where he's just like, oh, well, it's natural to me. It will just make sense to me. You know, not just like, thank you so much. Like, I didn't think I had it in me. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's really smug about it, where he's just like, what do you mean I'm good? How can you say that? I don't know. He's,
yeah.
Give me Sasuke. The same thing that pisses me off about him is what pisses me off about Sasuke.
No, I feel like Aqua is what people think Sasuke is.
Low-key, yeah. Yeah, it's not a bad take, honestly. It is not a bad take. The show does a good job of also getting really deep for just like a typical, like, I guess, idol show. It does have some parts where you're like, oh, wow, like, this is really deep. So it's not a total miss in my eyes. And I could see, if you are willing to look past some stuff in the show, why people like the show, kind of like you, right? Like, you, there's stuff you can look past, but if you're fixated on some of the things, then it's a rough one. That's a rough one. Is there anything else you liked about it? If we wanted to sprinkle a little bit more of the positivity,
the art, the animation, if nothing else, I would have still liked the show because it looked so good. Mm-hmm. And the way that they're able to show people's emotion by their facial and then like everything around them, like their aura, like sometimes they show, like, you know, especially the scenes when Aqua was like planning something like devious,
like
the camera morphed around them and stuff. I was just like, this is dope. Or when they were singing, even when they, like, the pop idols were singing, it was very like pleasing to the eyes, like, aesthetically pleasing. So I really like the animation of this show. I'm definitely going to keep watching because I like the animation. I do think the revenge plot's going to thicken a little bit and it's going to be more interesting. And like, I'm interested enough in what the pop idol stuff is, what's going on in the pop idol world in that show, where I'm like, I want to like see what happens, you know. I'll give it one more season. If it doesn't hit where I think it should be, I'm going to give it up on it.
Let me ask you this. I know who your favorite idol is, but who's your favorite character? Or are those the same person?
Aqua.
Aqua's your favorite character, really?
I don't like the doctor. I like Aqua, though.
Mm.
Even though they're the same person, I feel like they are different. Like, Aqua's way more confident and like devious than the doctor was. So I do like Aqua, but I think I like Aqua for what he could be and not what he is now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think he has more development to do, but I can see him hitting that development and being like a really cool character. So we'll see.
I'm judging you. I'm judging you for liking Aqua. I'm not going to lie. He is a piece of crap, and there's about nothing redeemable about his smug, stupid, stupidness. He is somebody that I would love to see get punched in the face repeatedly.
What about you?
My favorite character is probably Ai, to be honest. She did nothing wrong. She didn't choose to have two obsessive people as her children. She's just fell in love like a young girl would, you know, like, she seems cool. I really liked Ai. I liked her appeal, and I feel like I was one of the people that were like drawn to her, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this is sick. She was a cool character, and like, you know, aside from being a goof, no real issues that I've seen so far.
They did a good job making her like very like making her, you understand why people were obsessed with her. You
know, yes, what I'm saying? Exactly. They
did a very good job. And then I think her death scene, that was crazy. Like,
it was rough. The fact that like when she died too, the little galaxies disappeared from her eyes. That was so nuts. That was so nuts. Overall, man, if you guys like the show, like, I'm definitely not, this isn't a show that I'm judging people for liking, though, because I know sometimes I'm like, if you like this show, what is the matter with you? Like, I've definitely been like that before. This is not one of those shows for me. There was just some stuff where I could not get past or behind. I don't know. That's
thumbs.
Yeah, let's do thumbs. So out of 7 thumbs, this show gets a 3. It's a little below mid. It's not even mid for me. It's a little below mid, and it's weird because I am interested into like the future and what happens. Like, I am curious as to where the show goes, but not enough to watch it, because every time I watch it, I'm going to think about its premise and I'm just going to be completely turned off by it.
I give this show 4.8. I am going to watch to see what happens next because I think it's going to get better.
Wouldn't it have been so cool if like Aqua started beating people up for information or just behind the scenes being extremely shady? You know what I'm saying? Like, if yes. I saw that side of him, I would have been able to forgive the other stuff. But I didn't. And I don't even say he left me wanting more because I enjoyed the show a lot when for the scenes he was not in for the most part, except for the reality show. That was fire. I enjoyed that.
That was very enjoyable. I feel like I was lied to, though. I feel like they led us to believe in the first episode that this was going to be like a revenge story, and it really wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. It does very much feel like it was a lie. Nah, I'm not going to lie to you. Tell me this. When you were gassing me up and telling me to watch the show, was it, had you only have watched the first episode at that point?
At that point, I only watched the first episode. Or like the first two, which I didn't think the second episode was that bad either.
Yeah, it wasn't. And none of the, and like, it's not that like any episode was like astonishingly bad. It was just...
It wasn't what you thought it was going to be.
It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Yeah, more or less. Even though I did enjoy the idol parts. If anything, bro, it made me want to go back and finish Zombieland Saga. Because now I'm curious. Now it got me thinking about that show, and I think I'm going to go back and see what is going on.
You guys had a contentious Kevin this episode, and they did their best, Sean. you had those two this episode.
They really did that. That's so funny. That is so funny. Yeah, that was this is a perfect example. I feel like we've both been worse. I feel like you've forgiven a lot worse things, and I feel like I've been much harder on it. So I feel like this was pretty tame for both of us.
This was pretty tame.
this was pretty tame. This was tame. Okay. Is there any fun question you want to ask at the end? I know you those questions where you're like, if you could pluck one person into this and this and that, would you got any of those for us?
Yeah, I got it. Yes, if you, and I haven't asked this question in a long time, but I think it's really cool. If you could pluck one character out of another anime and put it in this anime to make it immediately better, who would you put?
I know who you're going to pick. You're going to pick the dweeb from Rent-A-Girlfriend, aren't you?
No.
Who are you going to pick?
I'm going to replace Aqua with Eren Yeager. And have Eren Yeager with the same storyline as Aqua. I think Eren Yeager would be so much better than Aqua because I think his revenge would be so much darker and like mind blowing. Like no Titan powers, just like messed up mind.
Just imagine him on the reality show and then he just turns into a Titan and eats everybody. It's like the season plot twist. This turns into like a Titan dating show. Okay.
What about you?
For me, I think actually speaking of Rent-A-Girlfriend, Chizuru, the main one that they're after. Ooh, in Rent-A-Girlfriend, I feel like she would be a good idol.
She would be a really good idol. I think that's why I liked Ruby. She reminded me of her.
She wasn't as good as her. Chizuru was like, I feel like. I've never seen a show build up a girl so much. Like, make her seem so, like, she's got it all. She'd be perfect for this. And I would like to see how she acts with the other girls. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it is what it is. If you do like this show, though, like, we tried. You know what I'm saying? I tried. It was not a bad show by any means. I know I'm saying it's less than mid, but, like, I get it. It's just, it's one of those where it's definitely not for me. Sean, do you have anything you want to talk about before we kind of wrap up here?
Well, I'm going to need more people to join the Discord, but for the many people that are on this Discord, let's bully Kevin so we can get some Black Clover episodes sprinkled here.
I'm telling you right now, bro, it's not going to happen. It's because not only was I so soured on the first few episodes, but also like, I'm climbing my mountain, baby. I'm on the One Piece mountain right here. You know, I'm trying to get to that Gear 5. What you know about Gear 5, Sean? Nothing. What do I know about it? Also nothing, but that's the problem. We don't know nothing about we don't know nothing about Gear 5, all right? I don't know if there's a Gear 1, 2, 3, 4 either.
What you know about Gear 5, that's how little I know. Yeah. What you know about Gear 5, cuh? I don't know nothing about Gear 5, cuh?
We dye our hair white, just roll up around Washington, D.C. or like Philadelphia. What you know about Gear 5, cuh? What you know about Gear 5, cuh? It's like getting people's faces. We got a straw hat on and shit. Sean, we got to go to one of these conventions too. I see these conventions popping up left and right. We were supposed to sign up for the one in August, and I don't think we did it. We got to get on that. Guys, if there's any like conventions that are coming up too, let us know because we are very interested. And
yeah, let us know or like, hell, sign us up. Like, well, and just, let, sign us up and like hit us up. Be like, I signed you up.
Oh, sure, sure. Pretend you're us. Legally sign the documents as us. Totally
don't do that. I'm kidding. But like, let us know.
Such a trip. All right, guys. Well, we hoped you guys enjoyed this episode. If it's your first time listening, please consider subscribing. We're here every week. Sean, any parting words for the tapeworms?
Mommy. Mommy. Milk.
Good night.